Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mind Shifters Radio with the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice. I'm Jeannie Rice, your co-host. We also have co-hosts Dr. Tim Hayes and Michelle Bichette. We will share with you the wisdom of the first century Aramaic internal process of forgiveness. We offer tools and support 5 days a week. We will support you in building a solid foundation within yourself to live in pure love, in Aramaic, Brachma. Michael is the author of the book, Why Is This Happening to Me Again? For more information about the forgiveness process, please visit www.whyagain.org. And now, welcome to the show, Mind Shifters Radio.
Hello and welcome to Mind Shifters Radio. I'm Tim Hayes. I'm your host for the first hour. And today is Tuesday, August 3rd, 2021. As always, we're grateful to everyone who's joining us here today, whether you're listening live or through the archives, as we spend another couple of hours teaching and supporting people in using some of the most powerful, effective, efficient, and accessible tools I've ever encountered. There are tools available absolutely free through the tireless efforts of Dr. Michael and Jeannie Rice at whyagain.org. If you go to that website and click on the link that says Start Here in the upper left-hand corner, it will take you to a page where you can download and read Chapter 24 of Dr. Michael Rice's book. His book is titled Why Is This Happening to Me Again? And that chapter of the book provides a narrative description of the primary tool in this work. It's a tool that I've been using to great effect for over 17 years to improve the quality of my life and most of my relationships and turn any negative emotional experience into part of the infallible guidance system that each one of us has been given. And you can also download the actual tool itself. It's a simple PDF file. Click it, download it, print it off, and use it as often as you'd like. You can also download a whole host of audio files of shows just like this one, where people have been stepped through the use of that tool, and or they've given testimonials about how the active application of that tool in their lives has been of great benefit. And we hope people do that soon and often, because that usually stimulates comments, questions, answers, testimonials. And if you have that, give us a call at 563-999-3581 and press 1. Alternately, you can send me an email at tjh@mindshifters-academy.org, or you can email Jeannie Rice at jeannie@whyagain.org. And if we get your questions or comments, we will address them on the show, and you can listen to them in the archives. We're also doing the Course in Miracles workbook lessons this year. Today is the 215th day of the year, and this lesson is part of a review that says, we are reminded at each day of this review, I am not a body, I am free, for I am as the Creator created me. Today is a review of lesson 195. Love is the way I walk in gratitude. And the commentary is quite simply, the Holy Spirit is my only guide. He walks with me in love, and I give thanks to him for showing me the way to go. I am not a body. I am free, for I remain as the Creator created me. And we're also doing the Course in Miracles experiment lesson book from Pam Grout. And her lesson 215 is titled, Why I Never Talk Smack About My Body. She quotes Dr. Joe Dispenza, who said, the body is the best mind reader on the planet. Pam writes, this sentiment doesn't usually occur to me, but some people think of spring cleaning when crocuses and daffodils make their annual debut. You know that ritual where you throw out old clothes that haven't been in style since Chandler Bing married Monica? I'm devoted to a different type of spring cleaning, tossing out useless ideas I picked up during childhood. All those, quote, you can't, it's hard, why bother ideas, close quotes. Until we're 5 or 6, our clever little brains operate in theta wave mode, which is ideal for picking up language, picking up family nuances, and other handy tools. Unfortunately, 5-year-old consciousness also picks up a lot of erroneous messages. For example, the minute you get sick or ran a fever, your well-meaning parents trotted you off to the doctor. The message was clear. You need something outside yourself to heal. So yeah, I should probably lose the red turtleneck, the UGG boots, and several other items that make better Halloween costumes. But the spring cleaning I practice is disposing of no longer useful ideas that I've been unwittingly dragging around like a ball and chain. So that's her summary of lesson 215 and what it means to her. And we have about 50 minutes left for conversation, questions, comments, dialogue, soliloquies, answers, 563-999-3581. If you call that number and press 1, it'll put a little question mark by your phone number, and I'll turn on your microphone. What's on your mind today, and or what would you like to talk about? Today is a Tuesday, which means, again, we're going to have a Mind Shifter support group. And the Mind Shifter support group is running from 6:30 to 9 p.m. Central Time. And the information about how to join that is available, and you can join absolutely free. And the information is at Mind Shifter Academy, mindshiftersacademy.org, and there is a separate page for Tuesdays and Thursdays login information. So feel free to join us or forward that information to somebody who might benefit from joining us in the community where we continue to teach and practice the use of these tools on a regular basis. And I just realized that I hadn't yet seen a message from myself reminding me an email message about today's Mind Shifter group. So I think I have to go into my email program and reboot that. I was also doing some work this morning with the book that is all about the drug companies. And the drug companies are really focused on making money for their investors, far more than they are focused on helping humanity. And the title of the book is The Truth About Drug Companies, How They Deceive Us and What to Do About It by Dr. Marcia Engel, A-N-G-E-L-L. And I was talking to somebody this morning about how when I went to graduate school, there were two things that I thought would prevent me from getting a doctorate. One of them was my very slow reading speed, which was quite the burden in undergrad. And the other one was statistics and research design. And the reason for that is because in undergrad, I didn't really understand statistics. And I just kept churning through it and plugging numbers into formulas, and I ended up getting a B in my college, which was not a very stringent academic standards college. It was a liberal arts college, and And so I felt like they just gave me a B as a gift. It was probably more like a C or a D that I deserved because I didn't really understand what I was doing. So when I went back to school for my doctorate, in the first year, one of the first classes was statistics and research design. And I had such a fear that that was going to keep me from getting my doctorate that I probably spent 60% of my study time in that first year reading the statistics and research design book, and the other 40% was on the other five classes. And so my fear of failing motivated me to put a tremendous amount of energy into learning and trying to understand statistics and research design. The end result was that by the end of the first year, people were paying me to tutor them. And for the rest of my 9 years, 9 3/4 years that it took me to get the doctorate, I had tutoring of statistics and research design as a part-time job. It's part of what helped pay for my graduate school. Well, in this book, you know, with the drug companies, how they lie to us and what to do about it, there is so much reliance on research and published research and studies about the effectiveness of drugs that is convoluted way away from the statistics and research design. What I learned through all those years of studying about statistics and research design is that you can make your statistics say just about anything you want. And you have to have somebody who really knows statistics and research design to analyze your study to poke holes in it. But the average person has no idea how to evaluate your research or tell you whether it's valid. And so if you have really good people and they have very high morals and ethics and their only interest is getting at the truth, it is still very difficult to avoid the pitfalls of experimenter bias and desired outcome and, you know, a bad hypothesis related to a theory. And it's very difficult, even if all the circumstances are governed by very high morals and ethics and adherence to the standards of statistics. Then when you introduce billions of dollars that can be used by the people running the research to get the results they want, it's almost impossible to have anything valid come out of it. And so these days, the message caveat emptor or buyer beware is really, really important whenever we're talking about medications and illnesses and diseases, especially in the realm of emotions and psychology and psychiatry, because there literally has been a wave of, for decades now, a pattern of creating diseases for which drugs are the cure. And the problem with that is it's letting the old adage, letting the fox run the hen house. So what I was left with this morning in my morning reading / listening was how little I actually know. I mean, I just kept getting it in wave after wave. After 47 years of doing therapy and reading and taking training after training and reading all these various books, what struck me again this morning at deeper and deeper levels is instead of saying what I know, what's probably more accurate for me to say is this is what I think I know now. But the more I learn, the more I read, the more I realize many of the things that I was taught to believe are fictitious. And we talked last Tuesday about the idea of how strongly we're conditioned in our culture to put people on a pedestal. Because we're, you know, constantly staring at movie screens and television screens and computer screens and iPad screens and phone screens, and almost all of the stuff that's projected onto those screens is a fantasy. Well, at another level, every time I put somebody up as an expert, I have created a fantasy, and I attribute to these people often far more authority and knowledge and wisdom, and oftentimes along with that good intention, than is actually there. Which is why it's so beneficial to cancel my need to be right, to learn to live in the question, to move into something that every reality management worksheet asks me to do, which is to cancel my need to be right and, you know, cancel my need. Canceling my need to be right also includes canceling my need to believe any negative image, thought, or belief about myself. And being able to question, wait a minute, maybe I'm not such a horrible person that I made my parents beat me, or that I deserve to be a failure in life. Canceling my need to be right means stepping into living in the question, practicing and getting better and better at learning to live in the not knowing mind, in the open questioning of everything. And yeah, there's a certain level at which I have to trust something about the experts. I have to trust the people who say, you know, here's an automobile and it's safe to drive. It's been factory inspected, that the brakes are going to work and that the engine's going to stay safe and smooth functioning. And yet, especially in the realm of psychology and psychiatry, it is critical for me to learn to live in the question, to catch my beliefs, to catch and dismantle the fantasies that I have about the other people in my life or the people that I look up to, because there are few things that are more destructive than engaging in a pattern of interaction with someone based on my fantasy about them more than based on the actual interactions with them. And one of the hallmarks, one of the pieces of evidence that I can use to let me know I'm engaged in a fantasy is if I have a negative emotional experience, then there's the proof positive that I'm not seeing the whole picture. I might be seeing some things accurately. I might be seeing part of the picture accurately. But if I'm in a negative emotional state, it means my perception is distorted. And whatever it is that I'm getting right is not the overriding picture. It's not enough. Because in order for me to be able to say I'm relatively close to perceiving the actuality of life, I need to be able to feel that calm, centered certainty, compassion, etc. And that's what most of these deep spiritual teachings tell us, that our guidance system is our emotional state. And if our emotional state is calm, focused, loving, compassionate, we're probably headed in the right direction. If it's anything less than that, we're not seeing things accurately, and we're probably not headed in the right direction. So I'll take a breath and ask who's got a question or a comment. Our call-in number is 563-999-3581. If you call that number and press 1, we can have a conversation. I was notified the other day that the Integrative Mental Health Summit, the online virtual summit, is going to happen in October. And I'm trying to pull up the the website for that so I can get that out as a reference point. And that's not coming up right away, so I'll put that aside. It doesn't make for really good radio when I'm typing and distracted. But the Integrated Mental Health Summit is run by JourneyStream and Mensa Medical, co-sponsoring it. And they've pulled together a whole series of people who are going to be giving panel conversations and trying to present various flexible, holistic, alternative, functional, integrative approaches to dealing with mental health issues. And there will be breakout sessions, and there will be individual speakers of great notoriety. Integrative Mental Health Summit, all one word, .org, from October 10th, 8th through 10th, 2021. And the lineup continues to grow, and a whole slew of the people that I've interviewed through this past year on the JourneyStream On Your Mind podcast will be part of it, and a whole bunch of people that are yet to be interviewed. Hopefully I'll get most of them eventually to be interviewed. But these are people who spent their life either motivated from the fact that they or family members had mental health challenges, and they've spent their life trying to develop things that really work, trying to find ways outside of the standard, okay, you've got some symptoms, let's check mark the symptoms and figure out which medication to give you, and then get you out of the office so we can get somebody else in here. But the Integrative Mental Health Summit is about looking at the whole person, looking at about all aspects of your life, and giving people tools to empower them to actually have transformation in their life rather than tragedy when they have a mental health challenge. And there are all kinds of creative ways to do that. There are peer support networks. There are people that develop mental health resources in the workplace. There are people that have the Same Here Global.org website where they offer resources for people and stories of other people. So that's just like Journey's Dream, where they're trying to normalize the conversation and say, look, it's not one in five people who have a mental health challenge. It's five out of five people on the planet who are affected by mental health issues, whether it's they've had their own immediate individual mental health challenge, or they've had a family member, or they've had, you know, someone they work with. But everybody is affected by mental health issues. Furthermore, everybody can benefit from having mental health hygiene. Mental and emotional hygiene. And your mental and emotional hygiene can be addressed as easily and as routinely as your physical hygiene. Most of us, you know, wash our hands, brush our teeth, different levels of showering and doing laundry on a regular basis. Well, your mental health, mental and emotional hygiene will benefit if you give it the same level of attention as your physical hygiene. How do you do that? Well, there's a whole slew of tools available absolutely free at whyagain.org. And there are resources available through websites like journeystream.org or the Integrative Mental Health Summit.org or the SameHereGlobal.org. And if you exhaust all of those options, there are probably at this stage close to an infinite range of others because they just keep growing. There's a 1 million lives campaign, Positive Mental Health Champions. And as you begin to explore and discuss with people, have you ever had a mental health challenge? If so, how did you recover from it? Have you had an experience with the mental health system? If so, have you been motivated to help others through it? What happens is an explosion of resources become available. And that's what's been happening in this past year as we've been exploring with Journey's Dream and the On Your Mind podcast. And you can go to OML for 1 million lives, OML.world, WORLD, for another set of resources. And the hits just keep on coming. So if you know of someone like that, if you know some of those resources, if you've had a family member who struggled with mental health issues or you have yourself, if you found some ways to help with your mental emotional hygiene that are different than what Michael and Jeannie make available at whyagain.org, give us a call. Let us know. Share the wealth. Our call-in number is 563-999-3581. And if you call that number and press 1, we can have a conversation. We have 32 minutes left, so what's on your mind? What would be useful? How would it be of service to you to spend the rest of this hour prior to Michael and Jeannie coming on for the second hour today? Five six three nine 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 three five eight one and press 1. I had someone in my office earlier today and we were talking about his tremendous life-changing, the impact for him of really digging into and applying the tools of the 12-step model from a very intellectual perspective rather than just read the steps over and over again, discuss how can these 12 steps become a part of my mental hygiene, my mental emotional hygiene daily. And one of the other people I've been dealing with didn't want to go to AA because they were struggling with alcoholic issues, but they were also exploring spiritual growth. And in their spiritual studies and spiritual growth work, they kept hearing, don't talk about the negatives because what you focus on, you create more of. And so they decided it was against their spiritual growth to go to an AA meeting and announce every time they went there, you know, hi, I'm Tim and I'm an alcoholic. And the thing about that is if I do have struggles with alcohol, if I do have difficulty resisting the urge to drink, and if I can't limit how much I drink when I drink, then I do have a problem with alcohol. And if I don't want to admit it, now I'm living in denial. Or if I just want to focus on I'm a spiritual being and I'm love and I'm – then – and I don't want to do the work of the Michael Rice worksheets or the Diedrich Wolsack worksheet or the Byron Katie worksheets, then I'm doing what Dr. Michael Rice would call premature positive thinking. I'm trying to pretend that I'm better off than I really am. And that's a trap. I remember there's a whole series of talks by Matt Kahn where he talks specifically about how unproductive it is to pretend that I am more spiritually awakened than I actually am, because I can't fix a problem that I don't know I have. And if I am pretending that I am more spiritually alive and awakened and enlightened than my neighbor, daily struggling with thoughts of jealousy or bitterness or hurt or resentment or anger, or my own negative thoughts about low self-worth and lack of skill or value as a person, then it is completely counterproductive for me to sit and meditate on the names for God or try to remind myself that I come from love and I'm made of love and I am love and everything else is false, and assume I don't need to do anything else. This is why so often I talk to people in this work about a two-prong approach. On the one hand, yes, it's really useful to remind myself that I'm a spiritual being having a physical experience and focus on the good and my value, as that Diedrich Wolsack would say, to focus on the idea that my value is internal and unchanging. That's really useful. But it's also essential that when I have a negative thought or a negative emotion, that I admit that's active in my energy system and apply some tools to dismantle it. So it's both and. It's not either or. I am, as everyone else, a valuable person. I have the value, same value as any other human being, simply because the Creator put the breath of life in me. And I'm probably going to have a unique set of challenges based on my personality from birth and those life events that have happened to me since birth. It's this combination of the nature and the nurture interacting that gives us the pattern, the automatic response pattern that each of us carry around in us that gets triggered when we interact with the environment. You know, Michael Rice talks about how there's a spiritual faculty of choice, and most people have never been introduced to the concept of choice as a spiritual faculty. Most of us are simply walking around living our lives from the automatic decision-making mechanism that Krishnamurti found out about and David Bohm called sustained incoherence. And yet, if I can accept the fact that I'm triggered to a negative interpretation of life events or a negative emotional state, then that's step one in Diedrich Wolsack's work. I have to accept the fact that I'm triggered. Then I can apply a tool. And also in that work, Diedrich Wolsack's work, there's the idea that I want to remind myself every time I do one of those six-step worksheet processes that my value is internal and infinitely unchanging. So he has the two-prong approach that we recommend. Michael Rice has the two-prong approach that we recommend. In every worksheet, I start reminding myself that the premise of the worksheet is that my true nature, my very being, the essence of my existence is this energy of creation expressing in form. I am love. And when I become aware of something less than that, I need to admit it, understand the mechanism within me that's creating that experience, and be willing to step into the use of tools to correct it. If I'm in pain, my thought process is in error. And so we're here to support people in doing that. soon and often, as we like to say. Our number for calling in is 563-999-3581. And if you call that number and press 1, we can have a conversation. What's stirring in your mind as you sit and listen? We have 7 people on the call, nobody in the chat room. What's a comment? What's a question? What's a topic you'd like us to discuss more? What's one of the best books you've read lately that you think we should read and or interview the author of? Give us a call and press 1, 563-999-3581. Time for a sip of water. I've had the parade of people through my office lately who are discussing all of the anxiety they're feeling about the coronavirus, the Delta variants, the potential new restrictions, the mask wearing or no mask wearing. I have friends who have been in Europe and who are traveling the U.S. I have people who've been in my office who talk about both extremes, far left politically, far right politically, down the rabbit hole, in the center. And what I say for everyone is watch your emotional state. And if your emotional state is less than calm and safe and loving, use the tools. Do a worksheet. Figure out what your mind is doing with your thought process to create the emotions that you're experiencing as negative. And once you're restored to the calm, to the steady, to the safe feeling, to the compassionate space that Michael Rice would say is our birthright, is the way we're intended to be addressing the world and experiencing the world, then the next right step will become available. But if you have a negative thought about yourself or somebody else or a negative emotion active in your mind, and then you decide to take an action from that, essentially what you've decided to do is add negative emotional energy to your life events. And that cannot go well. You cannot improve your life situation by pouring negative emotional energy, mental or emotional energy, into your current situation. So what's recommended is begin at the beginning. Restore your focus. Improve your perception by restoring your calm. So, I've turned on the microphone for area code 901. You're in the air. All right. Apparently they are with someone else. So we will wait until they are back online, or maybe they made a mistake in pressing 1. That was area code 901. And so we have time. We've got 20 minutes left. What's a question? What's an answer? What's a comment you have on anything we've mentioned so far today or anything we brought up in the past 10-plus years here on Mindshifter Radio? I still have people that are sending me all kinds of videos about what they're perceiving as a war going on in the world between the good and the evil. And my response is I'm only able to make the positive change in my internal experience. If I can stay focused on love, if I can remove the processes that my mind is using to create the anger and the fear, the hurt, the resentment, the hostility, then I make my day-to-day life better. And because everything is connected, then I make the world a better place. And so that's what we're encouraging people to do. If you're around somebody, the Way of Mastery would say, if you find a teacher that says, fear this and fear that, run for the hills. Because ancient teachings, even from the scriptures through the Western culture, say things like, fear is a demon to be cast out. And so if you're in fear or hostility, according to the teachings you'll find on whyagain.org, it's a really good bet that your perception is distorted and you're not seeing the whole picture of life. And what's one of the best things to do if your perception is distorted? Find a way to clarify your perception to get the best, highest picture possible. And what we know is from this work, when we find a way to dismantle the process in our minds that our mind is using to create the fear and hostility, our perception gets clarified. It's literally like lifting filters from our vision mentally and actually physically. We get to perceive things more accurately when we're in that calm, contented, loving, compassionate, respectful space. And we can know with great certainty that if we're feeling hostility or fear or tension or sadness, there is either a specificity in our focus or an error in our focus, which is leading our minds, our brains, to produce a distorted perception. And I don't know about you, but when I'm driving a car, when I'm in the most important situations in my life, especially if it's seemingly life or death for myself or my loved ones, I want the highest and best information. I want the most accurate perception I can possibly have. And in this work, what that means is I need to actively monitor myself for the early warning signs of the negative emotions. Anger, fear, sadness, hurt, guilt, shame, frustration, tension, confusion. And when they happen, I need to acknowledge that they're happening. And the sooner I can acknowledge it, the sooner I can step into the use of tools to start dismantling the process of my mind, which is creating that distorting effect. And if I do, time and again, I end up with an entirely different perception, even though the data points I'm looking at, many of them remain exactly the same, but I'm able to see that they mean something different or that they can point me in the direction of an entirely different response pattern that's far more productive for me and everyone around me. And if you have any questions about how to do that, give us a call, 563-999-3581, and press 1. We have basically 15 minutes left. I was having somebody the other day talk to me about the Way of Mastery. And there's a chapter in Way of Mastery that talks about it's basically the mind shifter tool that Dr. Michael Rice uses. Dr. Michael Rice says, we have the primary tool in this work is the reality management worksheet, and it's there to help me. When I have a conscious awareness of a negative thought or a negative emotion, I can pull out that reality management worksheet and I can dismantle the process. I can get clear about the process and then dismantle it. Another way to start exploring, if I know I'm stuck and I don't quite know what my negative thought pattern is or my negative emotion is, I can use a tool that I call from my psychological work, targeted journaling, and Dr. Michael Rice calls it the mind shifter tool. And the Mind Shifter tool has me take a statement for which I probably have some negative content somewhere in my mind, conscious or unconscious, and I take a sheet of paper and I draw a line from the top to the bottom about one-third of the way in from the left margin, and then I block out some time for myself, an hour minimum, where I'm going to write a statement on the left side of that sheet of paper and then just let myself free associate and write whatever pops into my mind on the right side. I write the Mind Shifter on the left side of that line and I free associate or do targeted journaling on the right side. And that process, as Michael, when I first got introduced to this work a little over 17 years ago, he would talk about carve out an hour. And over the years, that's grown. So I've heard him say to people, you know, take a minimum of 2 hours, take 3 hours, take 5 hours. This is a big one for you. And do the journaling. And once I do that, I've got all of this stuff that spills out of my awareness onto the page where it can't hide, or I can't hide it from myself as easily. Well, lesson 21 in the Way of Mastery is titled, Allowance is the Doorway to the Kingdom. And we're invited to enter into a deliberate purification. And there are 9 statements at the beginning of this lesson. And what is asked of us is that it's suggested that we write down each statement on the top of a separate sheet of paper and then begin a process in which 1 week for each, so there's a 9-week process here. For 1 week, I take out one of those pieces of paper each time I have the urge to do so and sit and write in reaction to it as though it were a mind shifter. It says, as often as you choose, set aside some time to merely sit down and abide with the statement. Let's see what it stirs up in me and write down whatever comes up. And these statements are not what Michael Rice would call good regulatory speech, but you can rewrite them to make them positively stated if you so desire. But the statements they recommend are, it is not possible for you to be without love, capital L, love. Possible for you to be alone. It taps into great spiritual teachings in Einstein that says, you know, if you think you're separate or separated from anyone or anything, you're living in an optical delusion. Everything is energy and all energy is connected. The third one says, it is not possible for you to taste death. Just imagine some of the negative responses to that statement that are going to come up in your mind if you were raised in the Western culture and you're told you're in this inexorable march toward death. And the older you get, the more decrepit your body's going to be, and then you're going to die. The fourth statement is, it is not possible for you to taste genuine loss. Well, think about that. Most people who are hearing the sound of this right now are saying, well, I've had a lot of loss, horrible loss, tragic loss, repeated loss. The next statement is, it is not possible for you to suffer the dream of separation. The next statement is, it is not possible for you to be apart from your Creator. You are part of creation, inseparable. The next statement is, it is not possible for you to fail. Just sit with that for a moment. See what comes up. Most of us have been called failures at various levels. Most of us have been feeling as though we failed to do this or that or accomplish this or that goal. Many of us have been punished as we were being told that we were failures. The next statement is, it is not possible for you to harm anyone or anything. The next statement is, it is not possible for you to be guilty of sin. being off the mark? Yes. Sin, the way it's talked about in most of the spiritual traditions? No. And again, what we're encouraged to do with that is write each of those nine statements at the top of a blank sheet of paper. And 1 week at a time, take one of those pieces of paper, and as often as you feel called to do so, pull it out and spend some time with it and write whatever would want to refute that statement or argue against it or trigger a whole series of memories that you have related to that statement, and let it spill out onto the page. And this is what is called a deliberate purification. In the Way of Mastery, Lesson 21. The more we're willing to explore what our consciousness holds that we are hiding from ourselves, the more we have access to that which we need to see through, which we need to purify or dismantle. In Michael Rice's work, that would be using the forgiveness process to dismantle it, cancel it, shebag it, forgive it, in the true sense of the meaning of the word to forgive. And so that's our invitation, to continually engage the use of the tools to remove anything that's negative while we continually pour our energy into reminding ourselves of our true nature. That two-prong approach, remember that you are love, remember that you are valuable, that you have value simply because the Creator put the breath of life in you, and be willing to acknowledge whenever your mental process is trying to show you something less than that, and then engage tools to dismantle that mental process, recognizing that it is in error, and as such, it's not real. It does not have the level of reality that your higher self, your true self, capital S self, as some people write it. That's the truth about you. And everything that's less than that is false. So, that's my offering for today. We have 7 minutes left. Our call-in number is 563-999-3581. If you call that number and press 1, we can have a conversation. And or we can get you queued up for discussing things with Michael and Jeannie when they start the second hour here in about 5 minutes. What's on your mind? How can we support you today? What is it that we have brought up so far today that's curious or interesting? I do not know. Jeannie has written that it's who is at 901, but I turned on their microphone earlier and they were not queued in, so I think that's a... That's an errant message of a hand up in the queue. So we have some time, and we have a second hour coming up with plenty of time to talk to Michael and Jeannie. So what's on your mind? And or Jeannie, what's on your mind with 5 minutes left to go in our call?
I didn't catch all of what you were talking about. Where were you reading that from, or is that yours?
That's from the... Way of Mastery, Lesson 21, and it essentially outlines Michael's mind shifter process. Only it recommends that we take one statement at a time per week, and do the targeted journaling on it 1 week at a time.
Aha.
And I was just talking about the two-pronged approach.
An expanded mind shifter.
Yeah, expanded, extended, on steroids kind of thing. And I was just talking about the two-pronged approach to be willing to accept and dismantle anything that negative that comes up and continually remind myself of you know, my true nature is love, as it says in the top of the worksheet. And my very essence is this energy of love. But if I want to pretend that I'm love and I'm loving and I'm peaceful and calm and enlightened when I'm not, it's detrimental. It's what Michael would call premature positive thinking.
Right. Very good.
So that's what's happening. I was talking about the Integrative Mental Health Summit that's coming up August 8th through 10th. And the website for that is integrativementalhealthsummit.org, all one word. And the rest of it was just the usual kind of monologue on our work here and how we're calling people to step into daily, frequent mental emotional hygiene.
Yeah, we got to wash our mind the way we wash our body.
Yep. It is quite productive,
sure.
And it is getting easier and easier with the proliferation of tools. So that's all I've got.
Okay. Well, I guess we could go ahead and switch then.
All right. I'll remind
I don't know
us
that
all
Michael's
that
on yet,
love.
But...
All right. We come from love. We're made of this stuff we call love. We actually are love, and everything else is false. Have a great show.
Thank you. I appreciate you. So welcome, everybody, to the second hour of Mindshifters Radio. Today is Tuesday, August the 3rd, 2021, and our call-in number is 563-999-3581. Press 1, and that puts you into queue to talk to us. And I'm going to click on 901 again and see, is this Brenda? Do you have your hand up, or was that an accidental punch? Hey. Well, I'm not sure. It must have been an accidental press 1. So, while we're waiting on Michael to get dialed in, I invite you to go to our website, whyagain.org. You can click on the bullseye up in the, or in, ah, okay. You can scroll down the page and there is a bullseye that you can press, or up in the upper left corner, there is a start here button. Both of those will take you to the same place. And you can access all of the worksheets, Michael's book. You can read it online. There's just lots of information, lots of audios, videos, and just put the tools to work in your life. And then we are here on this radio show 5 days a week. Dr. Tim's here from noon until 1 Eastern time, and then Michael's from 1 to 2 Eastern time. And we are here to support you, to answer questions, to assist you in any way we can, to bring up a conversation if you have something that you don't particularly agree with and you want to discuss it. That's awesome. Let us hear from you instead of doing a monologue. And it really does make it your show. And if you have an issue, I guarantee that there are probably 10 other people that are listening that have that same issue and they're just afraid to push one. So ask your questions. We'd love to hear from you. And I'm going to let Michael know that we are on just a minute early so he can go ahead and get dialed in. And I hope that you press 1 and ask your questions. All right. So he is dialing in as we speak. So do you have something you would like to ask Michael or myself? Some specials going on, and Michael will talk about that when he gets on. There he is. Welcome, Michael. If you're talking, we can't hear you.
I am on and delighted to be here. We've got some specials. What kind of specials do we have, honey?
It's what we were talking about earlier this morning. I don't have it on the website yet. About the MP4s.
Okay. Yes. So let's see. Let me look. I texted to someone, so I'm going to have to look it up because I don't have it memorized. But a young man was asking about a package for DVDs, and we didn't really have any package price on it. So what we did is we took a look, and a full set of our DVDs includes 14 two-hour DVDs, one four-hour DVD, one six-hour, and one 10-hour. And the total price of all 48 hours is $430. And so we just decided that we would discount the package to $350 if you'd like to do that. And so there you go. And that's also
and
we're including
if
in
they,
that. We're in, go ahead, sweetie.
I was just going to say, and if they did the $600 intensive package.
Right. So then we're going to take it to the next level. And, you know, we've got a 90-hour codependence to independence communication practicum, which is a self-study from, it's actually a combination of two intensives of that topic, where we do all the questions and answers and teaching and process and why is this happening to me again, healing through relationships, communication, did you hear what I think I said, mind shifters and still point breathing, and codependence to interdependence. So that 90-hour package is self-study, $600. And, of course, the radio show is here 5 days a week to support and answer questions for people who are doing that self-study. And we decided that if somebody wanted to buy the whole package of those 30 hours of DVDs and the intensive.
48 hours.
We discount that. 48 hours, pardon me. We discount that whole package by another $200. Is it $200 or $150?
$150, so it's for $800 for the intensive, the 90 hours plus the 48 hours of the MP4s.
So it'd be about 140 hours of self-study. It's a very intensive program if anybody wants to jump in and do it. And it's got the best of the best of the best of what we've got. And we've also got now our 48 tape for 48 DVD package or streaming package of Course in Miracles.
MP3s.
In the early days of developing this work. Pardon me?
Those
say
are
again,
MP3s.
Sweetie.
That Those 48 tapes are MP3s.
Right. And they're each an hour and a half, approximately. They're not timed to the minute. And that whole 48-unit package is how much? I don't know that in front of me, sweetie. To write all this up and have it available.
Yeah, I don't have it in front of me. I've got a different screen up taking notes, so I'll have to switch over and look.
Okay. Anyway, it's all there on the website. And if you are interested in supporting us, you know, the fact that we're not on the road anymore definitely put a hole in our cash crunch or our cash flow. And so if you want to support us, that's the way to do it is, you know, pick up some of those DVDs or the Course in Miracles. You know, if you want to look at the early developmental phases of this work, in Fort Lauderdale, this goes back 37 years ago, over a period of about 7 years, I did two or three different Course in Miracles classes per week in Fort Lauderdale and Delray Beach. So that 48 unit packages some of the best of the best of those early Course in Miracles.
And they,
a couple of them are not actually Course in Miracles, but they're primarily Course in Miracles.
And they were originally on cassette tapes, and we had a student, Doug, who converted them over to digital files. And those are $7 each unless you get the whole set of 48, and then they're $5 each, $240. And, Michael, do you have music playing in the background? It seems to be coming through, and you and I are the only two that are on.
Okay.
All right. So, again, those 48 tapes, and there's actually a 49th bonus tape thrown in. And they're $7 each if you buy them individually. And you can buy the whole set of 49, $240, which means they're $5 each. And, Michael, now you've disappeared.
And now I'm back. Technology, what can I say, sweetie? What fun. What fun. Well, let's take a look at the reading today from Why Is This Happening to Me Again? A book that you are welcome to go to our website and download free. Or you can, it's out of print. It's something we published back in the late 90s. And fortunately, we spread a bunch of tens of thousands around the globe. And so, though it's out of print, you can buy used copies by the dozen on Amazon or on eBay. What can I say? Technology. We're fun. So we are now on page 95, talking to Richard, the character in the book, about healing abuse and victimhood. It's kind of a, you know, pretty much when you listen to some of the top politicians today, and they are just victims from the word go. Every time they turn around, oh, look what they've done to me. Look at what a victim I am. Oh, poor me. What a victim I am. Oh, they're going after me. I'm a victim. Oh, I'm a victim of that other party. Oh, I'm a victim of my own party. Oh, I'm a victim of the leaders of my party. I'm a victim of the military. I'm a victim. It's like, come on, guys, give it up. So here's about the healing of that stuff. So we're engaging this conversation with Richard, who's played the victim role. And we're talking to him about how there's a thing called enabling. And that his objection to stopping being an enabler is, well, gee, that would lead to trouble. Yeah, well, if enablers go away, people have to be accountable for their behavior. And when enablers step in and protect people from being accountable for their behavior, then the behavior tends to degrade. You know, behavior that's based in hostility or fear will tend to expand and get worse and get more insane. So, yes, in the short haul, there's going to be some blowback for accountability. But in the long haul, accountability is always going to bring forward, you know, some level of correction or, you know, deterioration. So Richard scowls at me. If she didn't cover for him, we were talking about the woman who calls in for her husband and makes the excuse that he's sick today instead of telling the truth that, you know, he got drunk last night, he's got a hangover and he can't come to work. So Richard scowls, if she didn't cover for him, there would be no paycheck and her family would starve. And I offer Richard the thought, well, that's a great rationalization, the one most people use to avoid facing their problems. They just justify addictive behavior and tolerate it as necessary because of thoughts like that. I invite you to interview a woman who's been there. If you could establish the cost to her mental, physical, and emotional health, the strain on her children and other aspects of her life, it would be enormous. The impact of the anguish would be incalculable. Hardly worth a paycheck. People deserve to live in loving, gentle environments where aliveness, delight, and joy are the norm. Anything less is an insult to the human spirit. With tools, it is possible for for everyone to create such a life. And what we're looking to do is to provide the tools for every person to be able to create such a life. So loving, gentle environments where aliveness, delight, and joy are the norm. Anything less. And I could actually change that word insult and make it assault. It's an assault to our state of being. And so what we're looking to do is to, in particular, bring the ancient Aramaic tools, and in particular the tool of forgiveness, forward to support the self-assault that people do being healed and to stand in a place of willingness to be accountable and hold others accountable for their behavior. Now, that's not always an easy thing because the denial game is so strong, and one of the things you'll hear back from people who are in that denial game is, well, I remember when you did it, therefore it must be all right for me to do it. Well, you know, if we're talking about the fact that you did it, let's complete the accountability for you doing it, and then if I did it, we'll be accountable for it. But if you use one as an excuse for the other, it's just another avoidance. And so the objective of this work is to let go of the avoidance and to really step into a place of accountability, clarity of mind, and the willingness to, one, be held accountable, and two, to hold others accountable. And along the way, function as a human being. Function out of the presence of love. You know, there's an interesting, a lot of people refer to it as a beautiful passage in the scriptures. In fact, sometimes people use it for their wedding vows, and it's Paul's description on love. And it's really quite interesting if you read it, because Paul tells you through his speech about all the issues that he has, you know, love does not attack, it doesn't do this, it doesn't do that, it doesn't do that, it doesn't do that. The truth is, if we're functioning out of love, and when you function out of love, it doesn't really matter what others do. You know, people can be greedy and nasty and ugly. If we're functioning out of love, we're going to be abundant, going to be generous, merciful, be able to embrace all in that love, accepting, has the space to make allowances, is gracious, civil, and is able to compromise. They're the kinds of things that are going to come along when we're functioning out of that space of love. And so we're here to invite, we're here to learn to be that abundant, generous, all-embracing, merciful, gracious, civil person and let go of the rest so that we truly function out of being, out of love. And so if you need support in achieving that, then the objective of this show is you have a keypad on your phone, and if you push one, we'll be having a conversation. If you happen to be on one of those stations where we can't see you, can call into the show. Call in number is 563-999-3581. If you call that number, you'll be listening to the show, and if you push one, we'll be having a conversation. So what's on your mind? How can we support you? Are these tools making sense? Is there a place where it's a challenge to apply them? Can we support you in overcoming that challenge, if there is one? So 563-999-3581. Call that number, push one. Let's have a conversation. How are you doing? How can we support you? Anything on your mind, sweetie?
No, I am good. We've got 45 minutes. Come on, folks. We don't need to do a monologue. We need your input. Press one.
It's a participatory show. And if you're not using the tools, you know, jump on whyagain.org, our website. And when you get on the main page, in the upper left-hand corner, you'll see a link that says Start Here. Click the Start Here button and follow the links. That will walk you through virtually everything we know about forgiveness. And it's free. You know, there are, as we talked earlier, there are DVDs, there are CDs, there's an intensive package. There are ways you can spend money to support us if you want to pay to get the work. And if you want the work for free, it's there for free. And if you want assistance and support with the work that's free and you want that to be free, here's the radio show. Call us and ask your questions. We're honored and delighted to share it. And, of course, if you're listening or if you've been a listener over time and it's benefited you, we invite you to consider, if you've been doing it free and you're in a position to, supporting us. You know, putting it out there. Basically, you know, beyond fairly meager living, at this point, you know, we share a home. Gene's dad, when he got to the point where he couldn't live on his own, about a 1,200-square-foot home, and he wasn't about to leave after 50 years there, so we moved in with him. So beyond a pretty meager living, everything that comes into this work goes into how do we create another tool? How do we create another way to put these tools into people's hands? You know, one of the latest efforts was that if you have the app, and by the way, but there is, you know, the world's only forgiveness app is available through our website, and you can go to your app store and type in the words Heartland, H-E-A-R-T-L-A-N-D, all one word, Aramaic, A-R-A-M-A-I-C, forgiveness. You'll be looking at the world's only forgiveness app. You can download it. You, if you look at it, if you had it up until about 3 weeks ago, you'll see that there's another whole component that's been added to it. And so each time that any surplus in cash comes along, we look at, okay, what's the next thing we can do to make this work available on a broader scale? And so if you want to support that, you can go to whyagain.org and you'll see a donate button. Push the donate button. And it actually goes to PayPal, and you can, you know, if you've got a PayPal account, you can do it directly from there. And or you can do it with a credit card through PayPal. You don't have to have a PayPal account to donate through our PayPal gateway. And if we're friends of yours, if you consider us friends, if you do something like that, you can mark it to friends or family, if we're family. And that way PayPal does it directly through to us and we get 100% of it. Otherwise, they take a percentage off the top. So how can we support you? What's on your mind? 563-999-3581. And we'll do a few minutes of silent meditation. And we'll breathe as we're doing that. Nobody out there with a thought that involves a question or a comment or a share about how you're using the work, how it's impacted you? So maybe we'll just spend the next 40 minutes of me breathing. How's that? Breathe with us. What's on your mind? How can we support you?
Yeah, the questions. First part of Dr. Tim's show, he was talking about, it was actually from the Way of Mastery, but it was very similar to our mind shifters. So I just had a thought, you know, explain the mind shifters, and if somebody wants a mind shifter, call in and give us two numbers.
Oh, yeah,
give us
a
number 1, 2, or 3, and then give us a number 1 to 13. So we need two numbers, and then we'll give you a mind shifter. We'll explain how to do it. That might be something.
Good idea. Explain how a mind shifter works. So let's define a mind shifter, first of all. And, you know, this is called Mind Shifters Radio. And that term actually came out of a meeting. We were doing some creative dialogue at Heartland back about, geez, 30 years ago, I guess. And we were looking at what to call this tool, and we came up with the idea of it being a mind shifter, because that's what it does. So what's our definition? A mind shifter is a thought about an issue in your life around which you have negative thoughts, and it's the opportunity to process, surface, and release the negative thoughts. And it takes advantage of the fact that the mind operates via the law of resonance. Remember, we've talked about resonance as the law of energy exchange. You know, if I say, don't think about the color of your car, what happens in your mind? Well, because your mind works by resonance, information about the color of your car starts to move in your mind. When I say, clearly say, don't think about the color of your car, the body of my statement, the color of your car, creates a resonance and starts to move things in your mind. So what we do with the mind shifter is we'll listen carefully to an issue that somebody's got, and then we'll come up with a thought that will cause the unconscious part of the mind to move to where it becomes conscious. It will intensify the information that's kept at a subnormal rate at the mind so we can keep it in from ourselves, and it tends to amplify or intensify that unconscious information until it comes to conscious awareness. So the way that you use a mind shifter is take a piece of paper, divide it in two, you write the mind shifter on the left-hand side of the page, and then you do a brain dump. Everything that comes up in response to that, you write on the right-hand side of the page. So let's say somebody's got an issue about, people are always down on them and angry with them. So if I were having a conversation with someone, say, yeah, my father's down on me, my mother's down on me, my spouse is down on me, I look in the mirror and even I'm down on me. So I would give that person a mind shifter that went something like, people in my life cherish and honor me and are always there to uplift me. Now, the person who's got that reality in their minds, so people being down on them, is coming, well, so that would be what you'd write on the left-hand side of the page, and on the right-hand side of the page would be, well, that's a lie. People are always down on me. I write the mind shifter again. That's just BS. I write the mind shifter again. Well, that's ridiculous. I can remember, I was only about 4 years old when, and I start writing about that four-year-old experience. It might be the first time that somebody was really down on me, and or my mind interpreted it as though people were down on me. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to uncover the perceptual construct and the understanding of a child of four. And that might include, people hate me, people never support me, they think I'm stupid, whatever the list. And so you write the mind shifter and all those things end up being dumped out on the right-hand side of the page. Then you look at those things and do an assessment of what are the tools that can help me clean that up. Well, we've got the tool of forgiveness, we've got the commitment, we've got the mind shift. There are a whole series of tools. And so once you've, spent a couple of hours writing about whatever comes up as you write that mind shifter, then you look at what came up and you use the tools to counteract that, to work through it. So let's say, somebody called me stupid. So now I could do another mind shift with that. And that is, people have always told me that I'm brilliant. I write that. And if, Well, that's a lie. What are you talking about? I can remember when I was four. So the idea is that you're looking and you're searching into the content of your unconscious mind, and you're getting it to come to the surface. And when you make the unconscious conscious, you can change it, and therefore you can heal your life. It's an interesting passage. I think I can pretty much quote it verbatim from the book of Thomas, and it's one of the uncanonized books of the Bible. And in that particular book, there's a phrase where Yeshua says, that which is, words to the effect, this is an exact quote, that which is in you that is unconscious, if you bring it forward, will heal you. That which is in you that you keep unconscious will destroy you. So this work, one of the objectives of this work is to continue to be bringing things to the surface so that hidden impact of my own unconscious thinking is uncovered and I get a chance to correct it. We call that correction healing. So that's a mind shifter. And so we have a sheet here. This is a tool that we teach when in an intensive or whatever, where we do still point breathing. And so in order to get things stirred up, we'll give people a mind shifter before we do a still point breathing session and ask them to write on it to just kind of stir things up in their minds. And so we have, with the mind shifters on it, there are three sections, section one, section two, section three. And in each section, there are 13 mind shifters. So when Jeannie said, call us and give us two numbers, the first number we're going to ask you to pick, you know, whatever comes to mind. And, you know, it's always hilarious, especially in an intensive when people know each other, just how powerfully this works. Because people will pick the right two numbers, and when we're handing out the mind shifters, there's usually a lot of laughter because it's like, whoa, Charlie just finished talking about, Bill just finished mentioning that, and wow, there's the mind shifter that he got just by picking two numbers. So whenever I do that, I always put the invitation out that people be guided to pick the right two numbers. So if you call in and pick a number from 1 to 3, the first one that comes to your mind, and then a number from 1 to 13, second number that comes to mind, call us, give us your two numbers, and we'll give you your mind shifter. Then we'll invite you to create a space of at least a couple of hours where you just go and write that mind shifter and write everything that comes up in response to it. And what will happen is, you know, you'll start out and you'll write about things that you're aware of and that you know, but if you keep writing, because the mind works by resonance, each time you write that mind shifter around an issue that you've got, it'll tend to resonate the unconscious part of the mind and get it to start to come to awareness. And so as things come to awareness, you start to be able to look and go, oh, I didn't know that was there. Gee, I think I'll apply forgiveness. So that's where I'll dig out a worksheet. Or, gee, you know, I didn't realize that conflict was going on inside of me. I think I'll go and just sit in the mirror and do a love exchange with my, or look in the mirror and do a love exchange with myself. So, you know, we've got tools for working through all of the issues that surface. So if you're out there in this land and you'd like to have a mind shifter, push one. Jeannie will answer the call, ask you what your mind shifter is, or introduce you by your area code. We'll ask you what your numbers are and give you your mind shifter. And then we'll invite you to work at it, write it, see what comes up, and, you know, in a day or two or three or whatever, if appropriate, you know, call in and share what happened as a result of it. We see profound, profound things happen when people take that tool and put it to work. So what are your two numbers? Push one. Let's have a conversation. Share your two numbers. We'll give you your mind shifter. And or if you've got a question, you know, we've got a half an hour left. And if you're out there in this land, push one and let's talk about it. How can we support you? What's on your mind? What are your two numbers for your mind shifter? And maybe if we have no participation, sweetie, we'll call it a day. I've got plenty on my plate to do. So if nobody wants to play, then maybe we close the show out. What do you think, sweetie? You have any other thoughts?
I chose two numbers, but I choose 1 and 2.
Okay, so well, that's a good example. So what is the mind shifter for 1, 2?
Let me look it up here. It is telling the truth is safe, healing, and nurtures my relationships.
That's a powerful one. That can, you know, that can really touch a lot of places, you know, so many people in order to keep the peace lie all the time or think if they tell
actually,
the truth, it's going to destroy the relationship. Go ahead.
I actually had a private session with a gentleman the other day, and one of his issues was people not telling the truth and then turning around and blaming himself for what he was feeling because he said, well, I know that they were just lying to protect what we have or to protect our relationship or whatever. And it's like, you know, lying never protects.
Yeah, there's that accountability issue.
Yeah.
Well, we've opened the space, and if nobody's interested in the conversation, you know, there. If you want to fill the next half hour and you want to listen, there are over 3,000 hours in our archives, so there's plenty there to listen to. But if nobody has any topics to bring up or conversation to have, then I'm going to just say let's close the show and say thank you for being with us and join us tomorrow. Maybe we'll have a more talkative audience. In the meantime, create the best you get of your eternal life. It's an awesome gift to give the world. Blessings.
Thank you for listening to Mind Shifters Radio with Dr. Michael Rice and myself, Jeannie Rice, and Dr. Tim Hayes and Michelle Pichet, as we present the first century Aramaic internal process of forgiveness. We are here for 2 hours every Monday through Friday from 12 noon to 2 o'clock Eastern Time on Mind Shifters Radio. For more information on Aramaic forgiveness, please visit www.whyagain.org. That's www.whyagain.org.